us just being in a little funk. You know, us being out of sorts, you know, as far as trying to put two complete halves together. And we're trying to find that. Obviously, we know we've been struggling as of late, you know, so, you know, we're just trying to figure out how we can put two halves together. And obviously, we had a great first half, you know, on Monday. Great first half today. And, you know, the same results. So we got to, you know, keep pushing, keep watching film and seeing ways we can be better.
What did you think about Derek tonight?
I mean, I thought he looked pretty good. I mean, for as long as he's been out, I mean, can't ask for much. And he gave us everything he had. I mean, defensively, he was in tune. Offensively, he made some great moves. Had some great attacks in transition. The Euro step in the fourth off the glass was really nice. The fake, you know, ball fake on the baseline to the jump hook. Got the defensive block at the end, two at the end of a shot clock. So it was good to see him back on the floor.
LeBron, you have Kevin with an all-star now. Have you thought about who you're going to pick as your teammates?
Yeah, I have. You asked me what I thought about it.
Is this something you're going to take real serious, or are you going to have some fun with it?
No, I'm trying to win. I mean, this is the reason they did this format, to make it very competitive. And, you know, we want to go out there. The All-Star game hasn't been what it should be the last few years. And, you know, I'm going to take it upon myself and obviously with the rest of the guys to, there you go. What's up? What's up, boy? And to go out there and play the game the right way and compete. You know, our fans deserve it.
So who are you taking first?
I'm not telling you.
LeBron, with so much player movement in free agency and guys switching conferences, will you have any conference loyalty when it comes to the selection process?
I don't know. I'm going to try to build the best team I can. I don't play fantasy anything. So, you know, and I don't trade guys onto teams, you know, when I play 2K or play the video games. So, this is different for me, but I know, you know, watching guys and loving their game and like all that, you know, we got an opportunity to play with that guy. How special that'd be.
Does it add a little layer to the rivalry with Steph since he's the captain of the other team?
No.
Did this feel like a win tonight?
Hell yeah, it felt like a win.
It's just a lot of long faces, it seems. And
I mean, yeah, because we want to play better and we know we have the ability to do it, but right now we're in Strugglesville, so. But it felt like a win. We needed it. Definitely.
What do you think the stagnancy comes down to? 19 first half assists and like 3 in the second half?
I think we just we weren't as quick and as sharp to our, you know, offensive our possessions. Like if we would get a stop, we wouldn't racing the ball up the floor and getting body movement, player movement. I think we started the third quarter so lethargic, you know, instead of coming out with the same aggression that we do in the first quarter.
I know you said you were happy with the way that practice went yesterday, but do you feel like at least some of that carried over in the first half with that ball movement?
It absolutely did, but it didn't carry over to the second half, and that's something we can work on. And you know, we need to get better, which, you know, has been a topic of conversation.
You know, when the ball's not hopping as much, how hard is it to get back? Because I know you feel it out there as a team.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, everyone feels in rhythm when the ball is moving, and when it's not moving or a player's not moving or, you know, you become stagnant offensively, you know, the frustration starts to creep in because you got guys that want to play the right way. And, you know, that's what it comes down to.